So the collect, it's an ancient form of prayer. In fact, it's a little unclear about how far back it goes. In some ways, the form, you can see it sometimes in prayers in the scriptures. Some say it went to Pope Leo back in 440, he was 440, 461, that Pope Leo was the one who wrote a lot of these first collects. But it's an ancient form, and there's also confusion on, like, why is it called the collect, or collect. It looks like collect, right? But, you know, in order to make a distinction, it's called the collect. Say this a bunch of times back forward. See, I can't even speak now. Got to collect my words. So there's different reasons people think why it was called that. It might have come from a Latin word that was used for this part of the liturgy. One of the ideas is how we still use it, is the prayer of the day usually collects the theme of the day. Takes the scripture readings and kind of brings them together into one simple prayer. Another idea is that there was a pattern in the ancient liturgy, kind of like we have. The pastor says, "The Lord be with you," and everyone else says, "and also with you." And at that point, though, there was silence. And there was silence for everyone to pray to themselves. And after a while, the pastor then would collect the prayers. Not actually like go out and find out what you were praying about, but kind of bring them all together with this closing simple prayer. Kind of almost like collecting them out of the air and bringing us together with a prayer after this time of individual prayer. That could be another reason. Whatever the reason is this form has been carried on and passed down to us. It was really well developed in the 16th century by Thomas Cranmer in the Church of England, but it comes down to us, has been in our hymn books every time we've put together a hymn book. But I want to tell you about the form, because even if you don't use the formal prayers, the form is very, very helpful. So on the sermon page there was a page 11. You've got the form. And so each week of this series, we're going to unpack that day's collect and kind of look at it. But I want to teach you the very simple parts of the form first. So the arrow pointing up, that is the first part of the prayer, is the address. Who are we addressing? So something, you know, indicating we're praying to God. Most often the Father, but sometimes Jesus, once in a while the Holy Spirit, but that's the address. The second part there with the kind of the arrow pointing to the circle, that's called the ground, or kind of the foundation, the reason that there is something that we know about God, and we're going to base our prayer on this. We know he loves us, so we're going to ask for him to continue to love us. So that's most often where you see, we remember that you were like this, Lord, or something like that, or you did this in the past. That's the ground. It's the reason we would even come to God. The next is the actual request. The actual request. What are we praying for? And the nice thing about the collect is it's just usually one request. It's just a very straightforward, this is what we're praying for. And then there's a result. And it a lot of times the collect doesn't actually have "so that." It might just have "that," but that's the idea. So that, with the result that. So we pray for this with this hopeful result. And then finally, there's a closing. Most often, the traditional closing of "through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever." That's the closing. The benefits of the collect are partly, it's just a beautiful form. It actually is, there's kind of an art, there's a literature to this that it gives us a different flavor than just our own prayers. There's also a focus to it. When we pray, sometimes it's hard to focus, right? Anybody ever have trouble focusing when you're praying? Okay, so the collect kind of like, hey, this is our one focus. It also helps us to make it brief. Because sometimes when you're praying, you start adding words. And you don't necessarily really need to keep adding words, but you're just trying to think, how do I pray it? And having a written prayer can sometimes help with that. In fact, I should mention. So often my thinking with how we do liturgy, worship here at Bethel, is that we use things like the collect. We use things like liturgy that are set, that are written, pre-written, and many of them parts are ancient. And we use that for parts of our worship. But then when we get to the prayers of the church and all of our prayer requests, then I pray extemporaneously, right? Just from the heart. And I try still not to make it long-winded, but it gives us a different flavor. And so I like for us, our worship, to have those different parts. But the collect gives us this place just to bring it together, one simple request. There's also something great about this form, which is it begins with God. Now you're thinking, well, all prayers begin with God. I mean, you usually say, dear God, right? Right? Right, they begin with God. But what I mean is they begin with the ground. A lot of times when I'm praying by myself, or even when I'm doing the prayers of the church, we kind of skip right over about who God is, and we just get right to, God, this is what we need. This is what I'm worried about. This is where I'd like you to do something, right? We kind of skip over that time that we could spend in prayer remembering who God is, praising him for who he is. And the collect does that. It helps us to see that our prayers begin with who God is and what he has already done. Finally, the other benefit of this, and then we're going to unpack today's collect, but the other benefit of this form is that it's a guide to the scripture readings that day. The scripture readings, you've heard me talk about it, right? It's the lectionary. It is the church, many people working together, putting together what readings should be for each Sunday and actually each day of the church year, like Ash Wednesday or something. They put together the readings, but the collect goes with those readings. And the collect kind of helps bring out a bit of the theme on why those scripture readings fit together. It's almost like an ancient, brief commentary on the readings. A commentary is a book that you can use to really unpack and understand readings in the scriptures, right? And I've got a whole shelf, a whole wall full of commentaries that help me study scripture and help me think about how to preach it or teach it. And that's wonderful, but you know, we don't all have a whole wall, and you can't take a whole wall of books with you everywhere. The collect is kind of this great little brief commentary to help you focus on the scriptures. You could take a collect from most of our worship services, take the scripture readings home with you, and you could use it to kind of guide you to see something that God is bringing out through those scripture readings. So that's what we're going to do today. So page 11, continuing on page 11, there's our collect for today. So address, we'll do it this way. I'm going to say, what is the address? And you're going to read what's over to the right-hand side of the address. You're kind of with me? Okay. What's the address? What's the ground?
Led your ancient people through the wilderness.
What is the request?
Guide the people of your church.
And the result?
That following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world, toward the glory of the Lord.
and the closing. So those are the five parts of the collect. And during this series, many times we're going to end up focusing in on one part of that day's collect. So today I really want to focus in on the ground. Jesus went through the wilderness. The ground, the reason we're bringing this prayer to God is because we know how God has worked in the past. We know what he has done in Jesus. And so this is why we bring our prayer. So the ground says, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Now, part of the reason that that's the collect for the day and that that's the ground is the Old Testament reading, which we didn't include today, is from Exodus. In Exodus, it talks about how God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. And they wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, for 40 years, and yet God was with them. If you want to know more of Bible history, we're starting a new series today called The Storyline of the Bible. We're going to do a whole overview of the whole Old Testament. There's my commercial. All right. So the ground here, you might be thinking, this doesn't seem to have anything to do with our readings, Pastor, because you didn't keep the reading from Exodus in here. So what's going on here? And yet the reason to have the Exodus reading today, the first Sunday in Lent, is because all 3 years of the lectionary, the first Sunday of Lent is when we focus on the temptation of Jesus. And where did the Spirit take Jesus to be tempted? The wilderness. So the connection here is Israel was in the wilderness. Jesus went to the wilderness. Israel failed over and over and over again in the wilderness. God didn't bring them into the wilderness. He didn't bring them out of slavery in Egypt, say, I'm going to take you to the promised land. He didn't say, why don't we stay here for 40 years because that seems like a great plan. They wandered for 40 years because they kept sinning. They kept rejecting God. They didn't trust his plan. So over and over again, they failed in the wilderness. Jesus in the wilderness? 40 days. His record's perfect, right? His record is perfect. He did not fall for Satan's temptations. He came through. He said, Satan, be gone. So now there's this contrast going on, right? Israel failed in the wilderness. Jesus, he came through the wilderness perfectly. But now, see, here's the struggle with this reading. And I've done it. I'm sure I've done it. Where I look at the reading of the temptation of Jesus and I think, okay, we're supposed to learn from Jesus. And this is how we're supposed to defend ourselves from Satan, right? Have Scripture ready to go and defend ourselves from Scripture. Anybody ever felt that way or thought that or heard that? Maybe. Okay, I got one. All right, thanks. But the collect keeps us from doing that. This text is not actually about, hey, go be like Jesus and try to stand up to Satan with Scripture. Go out there. I hope you do well. That's not actually the point of the text. The point of the text is Jesus is the Son of God who can defeat Satan. He is perfect. He is holy. And here's how the collect helps you do that and remember this. Look at the collect, okay? Who are we parallel with in the collect? Who's our parallel? So the ground is you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Are you parallel to Jesus? No. Who are you parallel with? He's Israel, the ancient people. We are not parallel with Jesus. It says, God, your people were wandering. You led them through the wilderness. You guided them. You brought them out of that. You continued to show them mercy and grace and favor. Help guide us through this wilderness. Guide us through the wilderness of this world by your Son, who has gone through the wilderness for us, who has led the way for us, who is the ground. Jesus went through the wilderness not so that you could try to be perfect like him, but because he has gone before you, he will lead and guide you through the wilderness. God led and brought the people. God guides and leads, and we follow. This is our path. And the collect helps us to remember that. That we are not sent out now today to go and try to be, you know, like spiritual warriors on our own. No, our prayer today is that God would guide us. God would lead us. That the Savior has already gone through the wilderness, and so he walks with us. Even as we wander in this world, he walks with us. Our prayer is that he would bring us through this wilderness to the world to come. And it is his action. That's the ground. That is the reason that we have hope. And that is what we pray for this day. Amen.